Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful PBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison, and I thank you for being here. Happy that you decided to join us. Now, before I get to my guest this evening, I have a few announcements to make. First off, I've got a workshop scheduled with the SusanDuvallSeminars.com. So, you know, you can check it out at SusanDuvallSeminars.com. The workshop is January 3rd. It's a numerology workshop talking about the energy of 2010 and also what the upcoming year holds for you. And also on Wednesday, January 6th, down in the Philly area, I'm also going to be doing some private readings. So if you're interested in either one, or if you happen to be in the area, why don't you stop by, because I know I'd love to meet you. You can get all the information at SusanDuvallSeminars.com. Also, be sure to visit my website, visiblebynumbers.com, and sign up for the free newsletter, because there's going to be some terrific information in next month's newsletter about the upcoming year, and it's a great way to get some insight into what you can expect for 2010. Okay, so now on to my guest this evening. When we think of soul music, we think of Motown Records and the likes of Stevie Wonder, James Brown, and Aretha Franklin. But I hope by the end of today's show, we give you another perspective on soul music. When I got the interview request for tonight's guest, I was not only fascinated by his work, but I really understood the work he was doing because it is so connected to numerology. A numerologist looks at your numbers to speak to your soul, but my guest tonight hears the melody of your soul. One of the most respected and the most published numerologists who ever lived, Juno Jordan, wrote in one of her books that the very sound of your name was a melody of your soul. In fact, prior to Juno Jordan, in the beginning of the 20th century, Mrs. Dow Balliet, a music teacher who specialized in musical composition, found that the letter name of a musical note and its sound had the same vibration. This correspondence between the letter number and the rate of vibration led her into the ancient study of numbers. She proceeded to write several books on the subject of numerology around 1903. Numerologists have always known that we hold a certain energy, and that energy can be measured and indeed converted to music. Your name and date of birth contains your personal blueprint for your lifetime, and numerology is the key to that blueprint. It speaks of the essence of your soul, and that very much is along the lines of my guest this evening's work. So let me tell you a little bit about Stuart St. John. He can hear the sound of your soul and translate that into sound, music, and words. He is a gifted intuitive who has helped many people connect back to the joy through translating the sounds of their souls, and has also assisted grieving family members cope with the loss of loved ones by delivering the sounds and melodies of those who have transitioned. Stuart has been on a spiritual path from a very early age after seeing the Rainbow Lady at the end of his bed, which he later understood to be an angel. He became a writer, director for children's television programming, including The Magical Sabrina, the animated series on ABC, and other family programming for various networks and studios. But sounds and music continue to call him. In 2007, Stuart was chosen by the non-physical beings Abraham and New York Times best-selling authors Jerry and Esther Hicks to produce and score their children's audiobooks published by Hay House. He also adapted the books into screenplay musical for future film and was told by Abraham that he was channeling them through his music. In 2009, Stuart began sharing his gift of hearing and translating people's energy through his soul sound. Through this incredible process, Stuart has begun dialoguing with a group of non-physicals named the Creators. Stuart is inspired by the beauty of the universe and appreciative of his gifts and the opportunity to inspire others to remember who they truly are. It is my pleasure, really, to welcome Stuart St. John to the show. He's been listening. How are you doing, Stuart?
I'm great. Thank you, Allison, for having me on the show. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I am just delighted to have you here. And I think one of the things that I would like to do first up, if you don't mind, because you sent me a sample of what a soul sound reading sounds like. And so we're going to get Seth to cue up the music and let everyone give it a listen.
Sure.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, Stuart, that was absolutely beautiful. And you know what? One of the things that when I listen to that, I know I've read this on your website, but it's hard for me to believe that you're not classically trained and that you don't read any music.
I am not, and it amazes myself when I'm. I was just actually talking to my mom today briefly, and I said to her, you know, I really can't believe what's coming through me. And she said, this has been since you were, you know, a little tiny boy, this music has been coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been hearing these, you know, these orchestrations.
They're beautiful.
And so it's just a blessing for me to be able to hear all the different instruments and be able to pull it all together through source energy.
Right. So let's ask this question here. Just what exactly do you connect to when you do a soul sound reading?
What I'm connecting to is somebody's essence, the highest version of who they truly are. It's a state of bliss for me to experience people in that highest state consistently. It's something that I hear frequencies and I hear sound. Energy is sound wherever I go. But when I sit and meditate, I can receive the fullness. And through that fullness is not only the sound and melody, but words get translated as well. So I'm able to tap into a person's almost their history and also their essence of who they have become throughout their lives.
Right. So you're not only receiving the music, but you also receive almost like a story or words or perhaps words to share with the person that gets the soul sound reading?
Right. It's like the music, what I do after I receive the sounds and music and I translate it all into the keyboard, I listen back again in a meditation, and then the music speaks to me, and the music tells me certain, it gives me certain images and certain words that I put together, and I get a feeling of their history through words and through the sounds.
That's
so
beautiful.
I get to really, you know, kind of share with people their highest intentions for themselves. it's really exciting and really, really blissful for me.
Really, I imagine. Now, you've had almost like a little bit of a magical life when you kind of look back, because, you know, you talk about the rainbow people, which was seeing angels at a very early age. You told me in some of our conversations that you hear music all the time. So that must have been rather interesting growing up, I would think.
It was. I was always drawn to sounds. I, from a very, very early age, could hear sounds around trees and around plants and animals.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I could hear a tone.
Uh-huh.
And the tones were more complex as I got older and older and understood what I was doing. But
mm-hmm.
I have had a very magical life, and it's because it's what I want and I've allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And it did start with seeing an angel at the end of my bed, and also an out-of-body experience that I told my mom about. And thank goodness she was somebody who was very into the Seth materials, you know,
mm-hmm.
the channel. So mm-hmm. she never discouraged me. She encouraged my love of all of this stuff, you know,
right.
the physical life.
Right. Well, you know, we've had some discussions off air, and, you know, I've actually had the opportunity to look at your numerology chart. And, you know, it's like I said in the introduction, you know, when we look at the numbers, numerically, that is talking about the essence of the soul. So I absolutely could understand and comprehend from the first glance of the email that was talking about, you know, having you as a guest, considering having you as a guest. I immediately connected to that because I understand that when I see the numbers, and it just automatically just creates this river of information that talks about a person's soul. So it made complete and absolute total sense to me that even, like I say, tracing back to numerology books and Juno Jordan and Dalbelliot, there's a very strong connection to even, like, each letter of the name is a number, each number is a musical note, and if you actually can play the name, they actually have computer programs that allow you to do that. So you can type in your name, figure out what note it is, and then actually play it, which I actually messed around with that program at one point because I thought it was rather fascinating. I thought, that's kind of neat. What does my name sound like? So, you know, totally, totally understand that. But, you know, when you're thinking about your work and you're thinking about your soul readings, you know, what do you think the benefit is for a person to receive it? I mean, what is the gift in it? What is it that you're trying to convey to that person? You know, and what is the benefits?
My intention always is to figure out a way for people to be reconnected to joy, to the natural essence of who they are. And I'm hoping that through the music, through listening to Source, it's Source energy recognizing Source. So they're recognizing the truth of who they are, which is that they are a part, an extension of Source energy, of God.
Right.
And when you get that connection, you can't be in any place but joy. I've heard wonderful stories of people who have had that connection, who have had an emotional response, and who feel uplifted, you know, whether they're listening to it in the morning or the evening. And that is the reward for me. That's what my life has been about, whether
mm-hmm.
it's been writing Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, you know, and bringing kids and this enjoyment, or now doing it this way. It's about reconnecting to that happiness that I think life is really about.
Sure. And I can understand, you know, like I was reading some of the testimonials on your page, and that people actually play their music, you know, several times throughout the day. And they, you know, they find that it gives them a sense of peace and joy, and also, you know, just making that connection to the music uplifts them in some way. So maybe perhaps there's a little bit of magic mojo to that as well, you know, that it could be a very, you know, the sort of thing that, you know, when we're having a down day, you know, listen to the track, and then that might be something that uplifts us and, you know, helps us to, you know, move forward with a smile on our face. So I think it's really kind of a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, you, when somebody wants to get a soul sound reading, you need a picture? Their picture?
I mean, you don't need them in person, right? If I am with them in person, obviously I don't need a picture, but if I don't, you know, because these people are coming from around the world, and a picture is really all I need to
mm-hmm.
connect with their energy. So, yeah.
Right.
And then through the sounds, I'm connecting the people back to who they truly are, which
mm-hmm.
is you know, what a gift for me to be
able
to do.
And you've only been doing this since 2000, this year?
This year. I mean, it was really Abraham that reconnected me back to my music and really made me aware that there was something much greater about the music than I was realizing. It was unconscious.
Sure.
And this past year is when I really focused on this aspect of who I am, and I'm glad that I've done that.
Sure. Well, I think it's really, again, looking at your, I actually looked at your numerology and actually looked at your numbers, and this, so there's a specific number that's in there, and you and I share that number.
We sure do.
And I think it's kind of interesting that I channel through the numbers, because so many people have said to me that you're channeling something when you start doing numerology reading that, and I always consider it as greater than myself. I'm connecting to Source. Even in my meditations prior to doing any numerology reading, I always ask to, connect to Source to bring the reading through. And sometimes it's an energy that just kind of washes over you, and you open your mouth, and the next thing you know, you're off, and you're doing an interpretation of all these wonderful numbers that you see in front of you that really, in all honesty, is the essence of a person's soul, and it also is the journey that soul is on in this lifetime. And you share that very same, very, very strong positioning in your chart, the very same number, and I really found that to be very fascinating and certainly, with numerology, we look to see certain numbers that, your purpose in life, really what this is saying is your purpose in life is to bring forth, perhaps, some spiritual insight. And your journey in this lifetime really is strongly connected to spiritual philosophy and also towards teaching. So I really, one of the things that always makes me happy is to see someone doing something that's totally in alignment to their energy. And so, our conversations were fascinating to me. And I also, when we're talking about Esther and Jerry Hicks and we're talking about Abraham, you're talking to someone who's certainly been enlightened through their work, and I have a great deal of respect. And also, there's the recognition of it being truth. Meaning, I think that you can read a lot of things, but unless it resonates to you, it isn't truth. And from the minute I began listening to and reading books from Esther and Jerry and the teachings of Abraham, there was an immediate recognition of the truth. And I just want you to know that I absolutely respect, and I really feel that your work, especially when I was listening to your radio show, that you're very much in alignment with Abraham. It really comes through you, the teachings of Abraham and what you present. It's really wonderful.
Thank you. When I first discovered their material, it was a coming home experience for me. It kind of put everything that I had been studying for years and years and years all together and made sense for me, and I just understood it with a snap of a finger. It was one book, and I got it. And that's why it's just been a joyous co-creative experience working with them. Mm-hmm. And all of the I had been doing some of the soul sounds for family and friends for years before doing this, coming out and doing this past year. And they had all been kind of urging, and I just wasn't feeling, it was something that was to me, for me, and I just wasn't feeling that desire to go and do that for other people until rendezvousing really deeply with Abraham and realizing that there was something really incredible about this. So I'm eternally grateful to Esther and Jerry and Abraham for intensifying this already magical life.
Right. Well, it's even their teachings helped, it's like I studied numerology first. And so I wasn't so much into spiritual philosophy, but I was trying to understand this tool, and I was trying to understand what it was teaching. And then I began to study spiritual philosophy, and I found that numerology was in complete and total alignment with some of the greatest teachers that walked this planet, including Esther and Jerry Hicks, because that's where, as I said, you recognize the truth. And also, quite like yourself, my journey in numerology very much parallels yours with the music. But I did hear a beep, which when I hear a beep, that tells me that we have someone on the line that's called into the show. So I'm going to take a moment here, and I'm going to check to see who's calling, please.
Sure. All right.
Hi, Stuart. It's India.
Hi, India. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? You sound wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm doing really, really good. I'm excited to be here. I'm glad that you were able to get through.
Yes. Yeah, Anna got a hold of me and said, okay, this is how you do this. Here I am.
Now we have...
Allison, this...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, this is somebody whose soul sound I did a few months ago, India. Just a beautiful energy. And when you said that, you know, we could have some people who've had soul sound, I thought it would be great to have a few people just come and talk about their experience.
Okay, well, this would be wonderful. So why don't you tell us about your experience as far as receiving your soul sound reading and what it meant to you, and we'd love to hear.
Well, I tell you what, I actually had to sit down and write something down because it has been beyond words for, well, since I received it from Stuart, and I'm still, you know, flabbergasted by it. And since then, I've also had Stuart read my husband's and also my grandson who was just born. So I'm so excited about being on here to talk about it. But I don't know, the first time I heard mine, I was completely overwhelmed. I cried and cried and cried. And I think it was because for most of my life, I've just really wanted true, tangible communication with Source. And finally, I heard it, you know, and it was real, and it was me. And it was, you know, that connection was, you know, as I said, beyond words. Absolutely beyond words. And I do. I use it every day. You talked about people using it two or three times a day or when they need to break out and get reconnected with their inner being. And every morning when I wake up, it's automatic. It helps me get into meditation, which I've had a terrible time trying to do for years and years. And it's just been phenomenal. Stuart has totally changed my life with it.
Oh, that is exciting. That is very exciting.
That is so beautiful, India. I mean, I can't tell you. That's so rewarding for me personally. It brings tears to my eyes, to be quite honest. So happy.
All right.
Well,
when you got your grandsons, what did you think? Or the baby?
Oh, my God. I haven't met Ryder yet in the physical. He lives on the other, I'm in New Mexico. He was born and is living in Maryland, and we're planning a trip there. So I haven't been able to see him. He was born on November 28th, and just photographs. And I sent Stuart one and said, please, please, please. And he did really fast. Thank you, Stuart. Oh, my God, what a Christmas present. And I feel now that I have held my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I started listening to Ryder's soul sound, the breath went out of me. I was stunned, and I cried through the whole thing. My husband came running in and said, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I said, oh, my God, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life. It's Ryder. And I just knew it.
Wow.
And it's the most amazing thing, and I think that Anna may have sent you a clip of Ryder's soul sound.
Right.
So, you know,
we have clips.
I have sent links to very close friends of mine, and the reaction has been phenomenal. I mean, people have called me crying.
Right.
And Stuart, I'm afraid, honey, that you're going to be really, really, really busy.
Well, India, just so you know, one of the things about if this child was born in November, what an old soul he is, because that anyone that was born in November is autumn, you know, according to numerology, when we look at that, is very old soul energy. So, and
yes,
from the sounds of
I was as well.
Yeah, from the sounds of you, exactly what my next words were going to be.
His due date was my birthday, but
was it really? Wow,
we missed it by a week.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you, Andy, for calling into the show. Yeah. We'll see. We've actually got time for one more clip, which is actually coming up in a few minutes. I'm not sure if it's yours or if it's going to be the Garrett sample. But I really appreciate your calling into the show and your enthusiasm and, of course, how much you know, his work has touched you. You know, that's really what we're trying to convey here, that this, the music is like, it's something that moves you, and it's something that is real and very touching. And so I really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, India.
I'm so blessed. Thank you, Stuart. I'm thanking you all the time.
I feel it. I feel very blessed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
All right. Congratulations on the baby, too. Wonderful. All right. Well, we got a couple more minutes before we're going to bring in the second sample, which I'm sure, you know, again, anyone that's just tuning into the show, you know, at the onset of the show, what I was, you know, this is rather new, and I think it's rather innovative, and I think it's something very unique, and certainly, you know, I'm very excited to be able to put Stuart on the show and introduce him to you, because I think that his work is really very significant. And Stuart is a gifted intuitive, and he actually hears the sound of your soul, and he translates that into you know, music, and that's what the soul sound reading is. And, you know, we played one at the top of the hour, and we're going to be playing another one here shortly so that you can get a sense of what this music is. And like I said, Stuart's never been trained classically. He can't read music, so this is even more amazing. You know, this is what you call a direct connection to source. And I imagine that this is, you know, hearing this from her, it's very rewarding for you.
It's so beautiful. I mean, India especially has my heart, and we've had some communications online. We've never met, but her appreciation and love of it fills me so much, and that's the reward for me when I hear something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, you know, being where you align your truth, to know that when you do what you love, truly that makes life magical. And when you base things in emotion and coming from a place of love and having great joy in your work, that just creates more joy in your life, because, you know, you're right there in that emotion that creates. It's halfway through the show, and so we're going to ask Seth to bring up the next soul sound reading. I believe this is, it might be the Garrett sample, but you'll have to correct me on that, whether it's Ryder or Garrett, okay? All right.
Sure, I should.
Okay. Well, that certainly sounds angelic to me, Stuart.
Thank you. That is the one and only Garrett.
That's
who,
Garrett.
Was just a special, special young man who came into my life. His mother had, he had made his transition a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I had the pleasure of connecting to him and bringing the essence of his sound into physical for his mom, mm-hmm. just a wonderful lady.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure if we have someone on the line or a caller, so let me just check. Do we have a caller?
Sure.
Hello?
Yes.
And who is this?
Hello?
This is Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Hello.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I loved calling in and hearing my son's beautiful song.
Yes, that is beautiful.
So do I.
And so one of the things that I want to point out before you two get to talking is that Stuart actually can connect to someone that has transitioned or somebody that has crossed over and bring that music through. And this is the case here in this sample that we just heard, the Garrett sample. And this is Dana, his mother. So, Dana, what did you feel when you heard that?
Oh, well, it just, every time I hear it, it chokes me up. It doesn't matter how I've probably heard it hundreds of times. Stuart did the reading for me October 21st, and it brings me to tears because of the joy, just the sheer joy of hearing it and knowing it's him. And there just really aren't any words to describe it.
It must be really comforting to you to be able to listen to that. I mean, I would think that that would give you a great deal of comfort.
Well, it has, and on so many levels. But my son, Garrett, passed very quickly. It was unexpected, and there's a feeling of wanting to hear his voice one more time, and those kinds of things, and. You know, I really thought I'd let all that go, but when I heard his song, I realized I did get to hear him again, but in a different way. And I do mediumship, so I do connect with him, but it's different. This was completely different. It's just a much broader, expansive connection.
I really got it.
And the reading that Stuart accompanies with the song,
right,
or the sound, that it just it, so you get the experiences, you get the sound and this reading, and you guys were talking earlier about Abraham and the knowing, just the knowingness of that teaching, and that's the same feeling when I heard Garrett's soul sound and my own and my other sons that he did for me, there's just this knowingness of the truth in all
right.
of it. And it's
well,
just
what I really got out of that one, I think that was one of the first ones that when I got the samples and I listened to, and there was such an, I don't know, there was almost like a different quality to it that made it almost angelic. I can't explain, but it was almost like you could almost tell the difference between someone that was in the physical and someone, I don't know, it just was very, very profound even for me to listen to your son's soul reading. It was beautiful, and it even touched me. I mean, as a matter of fact, as I listened to all three samples, I got a little teary-eyed myself, because, there is the beauty to the soul, and I really, I think that Stuart absolutely expresses it in the music. So, I'm sure that, that'll be a great comfort to you for many years to come. How wonderful.
Well, it is. And one of the wonderful things I like about it is now I'll hear the song sometimes in my head. It'll just come in out of the blue, and I know that that's Garrett speaking to me.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care.
You know, it's always a pleasure. Bye bye.
Bye. Well, the one thing that I know for certain, Stuart, is that You know, every once in a while you hear a song, and for whatever reasons you connect to it. You know, I know myself, you know, there's certain songs that I choose to meditate with. There's certain songs that I really have an affinity to, certain musics that I do. And I really think that there's a reason why you resonate to that. There's a reason why that particular tones or that particular melody you resonate to, you know. And I think that what you do is instead of like where you just a song where there's just something in it, whereas this is very concentrated. It's like every note is perfect. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to just picking up bits and pieces of a melody that you resonate to. Every note of this is perfect. Every note of this is in perfect alignment. And I think that's what makes it really, really beautiful.
Thank you for that. I feel like every note, and this is why it takes some time to translate the energy into sound, but every single note that is placed in these soul sounds has a purpose, has an intention. There's nothing that's there just to be there. I mean, whether it's a flute, a clarinet, a string instrument, they all have meaning. Mm-hmm. And so it's very delicate coming together. And, as Source brings it through me, I stay in that connection of hearing these different
melodies. How long
melodies.
Does it take you? How long does it take you to do a sound soul reading?
It depends on the intensity of the energy. I usually get that essence and the sound and the melody very quickly. Mm-hmm. It's the translating onto the keyboard and how complicated the musical piece is that mm-hmm. makes the difference.
Now, when you meet people, do you hear melodies as soon as you meet people?
I hear a vibrational frequency sound about them. I've trained myself to kind of pull away from hearing all of their melody and all of their song.
Mm-hmm.
But I do hear that initial sound. And
sure.
I know that if I stay with them, I can, you know, it's like, you probably have the same thing where you can kind of tune in and tune out,
yeah.
With numerology, and it's that way for me as well.
Yeah, I generally end up talking to someone in the first 5 minutes. I have their numbers. I have their numbers floating
right.
around, and usually I'm 100% accurate. I usually peg them with what the numerical energy that they have. So yeah, I do that quite a bit. I want to talk for a moment. Because I actually listen to Source Frequency Radio Show. I listen to one of your broadcasts. And I want to point out that this is on Sundays at 11 a.m. on Pacific Standard Time. I believe that they can get this information on your website. So I do want to give your website to everyone. And certainly while you're listening to the show, I mean, hop on over there because you can listen to you have samples there, but also there's a lot of different types of information and testimonials and certainly things that Stuart has written, and it's a really fascinating and not to mention very beautiful website, and that's StuartSaintJohnLight.com. So hop on over there and check it out and make it your favorite, because I know you're going to want to visit it again. And there is also the information there about the radio show, which is on Blog Talk Radio. And I have to say that you do a pretty darn good radio show. I was rather fascinated. I enjoyed the entire show. I love the stories about Dad and Aunt Sue. I loved your dad. I have to say my mother, it kind of reminded me of my mother when she found out that I was actually going to start doing, you know, come out of the closet, so to speak, quite like you did. Everyone,
right.
I was doing numerology for friends and friends and friends and family. And then finally, you know, someone convinced me that there was something to what I was doing that I really needed to go public with it. But I can remember my mother saying, "You're not really going to tell people, are you?" It's like, you know, she wasn't all that supportive. So in a way, my mother is my Aunt Sue. But anyhow,
right.
it was beautiful. And also, you know, not so much the show to me is about the law of attraction, the law of manifestation, a continuing of sending out that message about, you know, how to create, you know, a life of joy. And, you know, it was very timely for me as well to listen to that, because sometimes, you know, we get bogged down with our lives and we forget We forget, oh, wait, I'm creating this, you know, or sometimes we need to be reminded what we're doing. And so, you know, it was very timely for me to listen to your show because it actually helped to give me a message that I very much needed at this time in my life. So I thank you for that. Lovely, lovely show.
Thank you. It is. It's been a desire, and when I was approached about doing it, I thought about it for a couple seconds, and I said, all right, I really do have something that I want to share. And like the Soul Sounds, it's really about connecting people back to joy. It's a personal mission of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just believe that this life that we all live is a gift, and we have the opportunity to have it be a magical life, all of us do. Mm-hmm. And so that's the intention of the show, is to reconnect and put a smile on your face and remember that you are a magnificent creator and that you are here to have the best experience that you can.
Right, and really you are very eloquent, and not to mention funny, and you're rather charismatic, and I really enjoyed the show, and I got a feeling I'll be visiting and listening to you, because it really, you know, I almost like, sometimes it's almost like having a little cheerleader that just keeps telling you, you know, the direction to go in, or keeps cheering you on, and you just have that way about you, which was really beautiful, so I enjoyed it. And so that is on 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sundays, is that right?
Correct, yeah, and it will be the first, we just moved it from Wednesday to Sunday, which will be the next Sunday, the Sunday after Christmas will be the new day and time at 11 o'clock.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well,
really?
Well, right. And you also teach a workshop, a source frequency workshop. Can you kind of give a little definition on that? And also tell us, because I see you're going on a cruise.
I am so excited about this cruise, Allison, because it was an idea, a concept, you know, months ago, and Law of Attraction and the Power of Creation brought it all together for me in a very unexpected way, and I am doing a source frequency workshop, which is really my cheerleading mixed with music from Source, and in any and every attempt to get people to understand that this is a magical life. And so that's what the workshop is going to be. It's we're doing it May 31st through June 4th on the Law of Attraction Radio Network's Cruise to Transformation, going to Catalina Island in Baja, California.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a blast.
Wonderful.
We have a really, really fun time. And the intention is just to enjoy and reconnect to who you truly are.
Well, and I'm very excited for you, and I certainly want a postcard, so make sure you send me one and tell me what it's all about, because, you know, yeah, I'm sure you're going to have a great time. You know, I have a really great story. At the beginning of this year, way back in January, I had been on three spiritual cruises in 2003, 4, and 5, and I hadn't been on one in a long time, partially because those three cruises, albeit it was wonderful, albeit I taught numerology and did readings and met an incredible amount of beautiful, wonderful souls, every single time I went, it ended up costing me so much money that, you know, it just was not at a point of being feasible. So at the beginning of January, I think one of the beautiful things that Esther and Jerry teach is manifestation workshops, where you set the intention daily of sitting down and having a little moment where you create your future, and you give it energy, you think about it, you write it down, you visualize it, and create it. And so starting in January this year, I thought, you know, I really would like to go on a cruise, but here was my conditions. I didn't want to go on a 5 or 7 day cruise, because to me that's just a little bit too long to be stuck on a ship with 3,000 people. That's almost too much energy for me. So I wanted to be short and sweet. Second of all, I did not want to have to work as hard as I had on the previous cruises, which every ounce of my time, I taught like 5 workshops on one cruise. It was a 7 day cruise, and 5 out of the 7 days I was teaching, and then the rest of the time I was involved with reading, so it wasn't a vacation. So I wanted it to be a vacation. I didn't want to work as hard as I had to on the past cruise. And then my third condition was, I didn't want it to cost me an arm and a leg. I wanted it to pay me to go. And so anyhow, I was doing these manifestation workshops really totally in alignment with Esther and Jerry Hicks's books. And I got a phone call. And, of course, it was a person that I do seminars for. And she said, you know, I have this really great idea. And someone's approached me for a cruise. And I said, well, that's wonderful news. And she said, well, I know you've been on some before, Alice. And I said, yes, I have. And she says, well, you know, it's going to be a 3 or 4 day cruise. I go, really? And she says, yeah. And she says, and I think I have a way figured out that I can get my speakers to go and I can pay for your entire cruise, so it's not going to cost you anything. I go, really? Right? And the more she talked, the more what she was talking about was exactly what I was trying to manifest, which I wouldn't have to work that hard. I wasn't going to take up all my time. I could still have a vacation. It was just 4 days, and it was going to pay for itself. And next thing you know, we took that cruise, and it cracked me entirely up. It was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just created this. How cool am I? You know, so
that's
I'm
awesome.
So glad you're going on a cruise. I think that's awesome.
I think you need to book the cruise. I need to meet you in person, Allison.
Well,
need to come to Cattle.
Hey, you know, yeah, that sounds like a plan. Yeah,
isn't this
I would
fun?
Love to.
Memorial weekend?
Right, I would love. Yeah, that would be wonderful. Actually, they're thinking about booking one for Labor Day, so I might still be pulling one.
Oh, cool.
Doing another one this year. But I would love to meet you. I would love to take, because, you know, just the other day I was seeing someone right on Facebook, and they were saying something like, I know I'm getting sick. Oh, God, at least I'm going to be on Christmas vacation, so at least I'm going to have time off to recover. And I'm thinking to myself, as I'm reading that, I'm thinking, okay, first and foremost, you thought that you're going to get sick. Second of all, you verbalized it. Third of all, you wrote it, okay? How much energy do you want to give to being sick? You should be thinking, I am well, I am well, I am well. You know what I'm saying about creating your future, you know? You know what I'm saying, right?
Totally. I mean, this is the key. I just have an aversion when people, you start to listen to what people are creating, and then they wonder why things are happening to them.
Sure.
And it's so crystal clear for me as I listen to them that, you know, it's just the art of you've got to picture it the way that you want it to be rather than tell it like it is.
Exactly.
You know, unless telling it like it is making you feel good and it's awesome. You know?
Right, right. Well, and people don't think that manifestation, you know, like a lot of people that I've talked to and discussed it, and of course I bring it into numerology, you know, sometimes to the readings, and you know, I've got another really cute story that was totally manifested. Was I wanted to, and I'm going to tell this really quick, but I wanted a stainless steel gas grill to barbecue on, but I just was opposed. I don't know, there was something that I just couldn't see plunking down $500 for this thing. I thought it was ridiculously priced. So I kept looking at the sale prices at the end of the season prices, and they still were, you know, pretty hefty. So I was totally on the fence about it, but I kept visualizing, you know, I really want one of these, but I want a totally reasonable price. I don't want to pay a lot for it. So one day, it was actually in January, and I know this is going to sound absolutely crazy, but this is the truth. I got up in the morning, and I had to pick up a prescription at Kmart, of all places. And I usually would put on makeup. I don't go out of the house without it, but for whatever reasons, I just shoved on a hat, threw on my coat, and said, I'm just going to go get my prescription. So I got there, I picked up my prescription, I walked down under the aisle, and I walked smack dab into a Sears stainless steel gas grill. Sitting on it was a price tag, I am not kidding you, $35. And baby, it had a side burner, okay? And I'm looking at it, I'm like, so finally I'm like, this cannot be real. And this is the whole thing about don't ask how, just let everybody know
don't
what
ask
you want.
How.
Right.
That's right.
So I'm sitting there, and so I call a clerk over, and I go, is this really the price? And she goes, yes, ma'am. And I go, this grill is $35. She says, yes. I said, wrap it. How do I get it to the registers? Here's the best part. I go through the registers, and they took an additional 20% off of it, and it was like 20-some-odd dollars. I still have the receipt because I couldn't freaking believe it. When my husband found out that I got this grill, he goes, you can't be serious. You got it for $27. And I said, yes, I did. And so, again, the law of manifestation, it's like I didn't want to pay a lot for it, and I really had to laugh. $27, can you believe that?
No, see, so you were vibrating on the attraction of that rather than the lack of it, because everything is two subjects. So you universe rendezvoused you with that situation. That was meant in your vibrational escrow like that, you know.
It was.
You allowed it in. You allowed it in. That's
right,
wonderful.
Right. And you had to see the smile on my face all the way home. I was like, get out of Dodge. I just could not believe it.
I feel it now.
It was really, really, yeah. Yeah, I've had, ever since, and you teach this so beautifully, you know, like with your radio show, you know, teaching people how to approach things so that it's in joy and also bringing in the emotion, you know, the joy, you know, it's like remembering the joy of when she told me about the cruise and how excited I was that this was everything that I asked for and then some. And connecting to that emotion of how much happiness, because what you really want is more of that emotion. The same
right.
thing with the grill. You know, it's like, I can't believe I just got this grill for $27 as you're laughing all the way home. Of remembering what that joy is of creating
right.
something in your life like that. And you teach that so beautifully on your show, your radio
right.
show. So I needed to be reminded of that today.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like I tell people that you have to go back to those moments because the emotion, the feeling is everything. I tell the story about how Disney Studios had a script that they had already purchased, and I had a script that I'd written that was similar in the same kind of genre. And I had a producer call me and said, they're going to decide next week, but, you know, they already bought a script that is about this theme, and yours came in second, so it doesn't look good. And I laid down, and I went into the feeling place of receiving the phone call from the executives at Disney that they chose my script. And it was so real. I'll never forget, you know, laying on that couch. It was a Friday. And on Monday, the producer called me, and she said, I cannot believe this has not usually happened, but they have decided to go with your screenplay.
Wonderful.
And they are dropping the screenplay that they've already purchased because they have this feeling about yours. And it was, I was so excited, Allison, not about the selling of the screenplay, but the fact that I knew that I was in control of my reality.
And that is a fabulous feeling. And I hate to stop your story short, but you know what? It is so hard for me to believe that we have just gone through the full 55 minutes of the show, and it's time for me to say goodbye. And so one of the things that I want to just remind everyone to please go to Stuart's website, and it's stuartstjohnlight.com, and check it out, and check out these readings that he does. It's really wonderful work. I am so glad that you came on the show, Stuart. And, you know, I wish you just abundant blessings and have a wonderful time on that cruise.
Thank you. I love what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate you having me as a guest. I want to say one shout-out to my cohort and co-producer, Todd Fisher, who makes everything, makes the website, makes everything work, and is very magical. And I just want to say how much I appreciate him and everybody who's been coming to the website and supporting my work and my music. Thank you, and have a magical holiday.
Thanks, Stuart. Good night, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week. Good night, Stuart.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.